Welcome to the Limiter IQ Clean Representatives Playbook. The race does not care how hard a rep felt. It only cares whether the rep counted. That is a brutal sentence, but it is useful. You can be fit enough. You can be strong enough. You can want it badly enough. But if tired representatives stop looking clean, the race starts charging you for work you already did. A no rep is not just one missed rep. It is the rep you did. The correction you had to hear. The breath you lost. The rhythm you broke. The emotion you carried into the next movement. Most athletes train harder representatives. Fewer athletes train clearer representatives. This guide is about making tired representatives easier to count. The mechanism is simple. See. Set. Show. See the standard before fatigue hides it. Set the body before speed steals it. Show the rep so clearly that there is nothing to debate. This is not about chasing perfection. It is about building rep clarity when your breathing is high, your legs are noisy, and the room is moving fast. That is the Limiter IQ Clean Representatives Playbook. Almost representatives are expensive. Not because they are lazy. Many almost representatives are hard. Some almost representatives are harder than clean representatives because they come with tension, panic, and a second attempt. The problem is that the race only rewards work that meets the standard. An almost rep creates a hidden tax. You spend energy. You spend time. You do not get credit. Then you have to spend again. That tax compounds. One no rep can become one angry rep. One angry rep can become a rush set. One rushed set can become shallow range, missed target, poor control, or a break you did not plan. The athlete often says, "I just need to push through." Sometimes that is true. But often the better answer is, "I need the rep to be clearer." A clean rep is not always slower. A clean rep is often cheaper because it removes doubt, reduces corrections, and protects rhythm. The goal of this guide is not to make you cautious. The goal is to make your best effort count. If you are going to spend energy, spend it on a rep that survives judgment, fatigue, noise, and your own impatience. Representatives usually stop counting for three reasons. The athlete loses the standard. The athlete loses the position. The athlete loses the rhythm. Losing the standard means you no longer have a clear picture of what the rep must show. You know the movement name, but the exact finish, depth, line, contact, or control point becomes fuzzy. Losing the position means your body is no longer set up to make the standard easy. Feet are wrong. Hands are rushed. Breathing is high. Eyes are not fixed. Shoulders are tense. Range is being borrowed from places that do not have any left. Losing the rhythm means you are no longer repeating a movement. You are fighting each rep as a separate argument. That is when fatigue wins. The clean representative system attacks all three. See the standard. Set the position. Show the rhythm. This is deliberately simple because race day does not reward complex thinking. When the room gets loud, you need a cue you can remember. See. Set. Show. If a rep starts drifting, ask which part failed. Did I stop seeing the standard? Did I stop setting the position? Did I stop showing the rep clearly? That answer tells you what to fix first. The first step is see. Before you can make a clean rep, you need a clean picture. Many athletes assume they know the standard because they have done the movement in training. But race day standards are not the same as gym vibes. In training, a coach might give feedback slowly. A partner might let a rough rep pass. A solo session might reward effort more than clarity. Race day is colder than that. The rep either shows what it needs to show, or it risks not counting. Seeing the standard means knowing what the rep must communicate before you start moving fast. It does not mean obsessing over every technical detail during the race. It means choosing the few cues that make the rep obvious. For example, depth first, full finish, control the top, show the line, make contact clear, own the reset. Do not hide the standard inside speed. Your cues depend on the movement and your limiter. The important point is this. If you cannot describe the rep cue simply, you probably will not execute it under fatigue. A good standard cue should be short enough to say inside one breath. Depth then target. Knee then stand. Hands down then jump. Finish tall. Reset before the next rep. The standard you can see is the standard you can show. The second step is set. A lot of bad representatives are decided before the rep begins. The athlete rushes into a poor start position and then tries to rescue the movement with effort. That is expensive. Setting the body means giving the rep a fair chance before you ask it to count. This might mean one breath before the first rep. It might mean feet in the right place. It might mean hands set before the clock in your head starts yelling. It might mean eyes on the target. It might mean relaxing grip enough to move smoothly. It might mean accepting a smaller set because the bigger set would destroy position. Set is not a pause for drama. Set is the shortest preparation that makes the rep count. The tired athlete often skips set because they are afraid of losing time. But a bad setup can cost more than the breath you skipped. Use this rule. One clean setup beats three panic corrections. When you arrive at a station, do not ask, "How fast can I start?" Ask, "What position makes the first rep easy to count?" That first rep matters because it sets the tone. A clean first rep lowers panic. A messy first rep invites negotiation. Set the body before speed steals the standard. The third step is show. Show means make the rep obvious. Not dramatic. Not slow. Obvious. This is where many strong athletes struggle. They're used to feeling effort from the inside, but judged representatives are seen from the outside. A rep can feel honest and still look unclear. Show the finish. Show the depth. Show the control. Show the reset. Show the line. When fatigue is high, the body starts hiding details. Range becomes smaller. Lockout becomes soft. The catch gets rushed. The landing gets noisy. The transition between representatives gets blurred. Showing the rep means bringing those details back into daylight. You are not performing for approval. You are reducing ambiguity. This is a race skill. The cleaner the rep looks, the less time you spend in friction. The less friction you create, the easier it is to keep moving. The show rule is, if the rep matters, make it visible. This is especially important on the first rep after a no rep, the first rep after a break, and the first rep when your breathing is high. Those are the moments when the next rep needs to rebuild trust. Show it clearly, then keep going. The no rep spiral is one of the fastest ways to lose composure. It usually starts small. One rep does not count. You feel surprised, then annoyed, then hurried. Then the next rep is rushed because you want the lost one back. Then that rep becomes unclear too. Now the problem is not just the missed rep. The problem is the emotional cost of the missed rep. The clean representative's rule is, the next rep after a no rep must be calmer, not angrier. That sounds simple. It is not easy. The ego wants to prove the call was wrong. The clock wants to speed you up. The body wants to tighten. The brain wants to argue. Do not argue with a race while your next rep is happening. Use a 3-second reset. Exhale. Name the cue. Make the next rep obvious. For example, depth then target. Knee then stand. Hands down then jump. Finish tall. The goal is not to win the argument. The goal is to stop the spiral. One no rep is recoverable. A no rep spiral is expensive. The best athletes do not pretend no representatives never happen. They contain them quickly. They make the next rep count. Wall balls are a clean representative stress test. By the time athletes reach them, the body is loud, the finish is near, and the temptation to bargain with standards is high. This is where almost representatives become very expensive. The wall ball problem is rarely just strength. It is usually the combination of breathing, range, target focus, and set choice. When fatigue rises, athletes often rush the catch, cut the depth, lose target focus, or hold the ball while pretending they are ready. Use the wall ball version of C, set, show. C. What is the cue that makes the rep count? Maybe it is depth first. Maybe it is target focus. Maybe it is full control before the next catch. set. Where do your feet go? How many representatives is the next set? How many breaths before restart? Are you choosing a set you can actually finish? Sure. Make the first rep obvious. Make the final rep of the set as clear as the first. Do not let the last two representatives become guesses. The key is to break before failure, not after standards collapse. A smaller clean set can beat a heroic set that ends in no representatives and long hesitation. Wall balls punish ego because the finish is visible. Clean representatives protect you from the finish line rush. Lunges under fatigue can become a slow argument with the floor. The legs are tired. Balance is less reliable. Breathing is high. The athlete wants to move faster than the position allows. This is when representatives become unclear. The clean lunge mindset is not slow. It is complete. See the cue. Set the step. Show the finish. A rushed lunge often steals from the next rep. The step is too long. The body folds. The extension is soft. The reset is messy. The next step starts before the previous rep has clearly ended. That is how a movement becomes a blur. The race does not reward blur. Use this rule. Finish one rep before borrowing the next. Under fatigue, finishing clearly is often faster than correcting repeatedly. If you are losing control, reduce the cost. Shorten the step if needed. Slow the first half of the movement. Rebuild a countable rhythm. Use a breath rule. Do not chase the athlete next to you if your standard is falling apart. The best lunge under fatigue is not the prettiest. It is the one that keeps counting. Burpee broad jumps can create rep confusion because the movement has many pieces. Down. Up. Jump. Land. Reset. Repeat. When athletes panic, they blur those pieces together. That can create missed standards, uneven landings, poor body control, and wasted energy. The clean representative's cue is, own the reset. A reset does not have to be long. It just has to exist. The body needs a tiny moment to organize before the next repetition. If you remove every reset, the movement can become frantic. Frantic movement is not always faster. Sometimes it is just more expensive. C. What part of the movement must be clear? Set. Where are your hands, feet, and eyes before the next rep? Show. Make each repetition look like a rep, not a fall followed by a scramble. If you are getting messy, do not add panic. Choose one cue. Hands. Feet. Line. Land. Reset. The goal is not to make burpee broad jumps comfortable. The goal is to make each rep count without carrying chaos into the next one. Not every station creates no representatives in the same way. Some stations punish you through energy leaks rather than a visible no rep call. Sleds and ergs are good examples. The problem is not always whether the work counts. The problem is whether the work costs too much. A messy sled push may still move the sled, but it can spend far more energy than needed. A panicked pull may still move the load, but it can damage breathing and grip. A rushed ski or row may still record meters, but it can spike effort in a way that hurts the next run. Clean representatives are not only about standards. They are also about repeatable movement economy. C. What is the shape of the effort? Set. What position lets the station start without panic? Show. Can you repeat the movement without fighting every stroke, push, or pull? If every stroke feels like a separate battle, rhythm is gone. The rescue is not always harder effort. It may be better setup. Lower shoulders. Cleaner breathing. More consistent drive. Less grip tension. A sustainable rhythm. The rep that counts but empties you too early still has a cost. Clean work should count and keep you in the race. The first three representatives tell you a lot. They tell you whether the set is realistic. They tell you whether your breathing is under control. They tell you whether the cue is working. They tell you whether your body is showing the standard clearly. Most athletes ignore this information. They commit emotionally to a set size before the first three representatives have reported back. The clean representative's rule is, use the first three representatives as a diagnostic. After three representatives, ask, Is this counting? Is this sustainable? Is the queue still visible? Can I finish this set without losing the standard? If yes, continue. If no, adjust early. That adjustment might mean a smaller set. It might mean a breath. It might mean a slower first half. It might mean a clearer finish. It might mean resetting position. This is not weakness. It is feedback. The earlier you listen, the smaller the correction. The first three representatives are where a smart athlete prevents the next 20 seconds from becoming a mess. You do not build clean representatives by hoping race day goes well. You build them in training. Not every session needs to be a standards audit. But some sessions should ask whether your representatives still look clear when you are tired. Use small controlled pressure. Put the movement after a run. Put the movement after a hard machine. Use a breathing spike. Use a planned set size. Use a friend, coach, or camera. Ask one question. Would this rep count when I am tired? Do not turn every session into perfection theater. That becomes slow, stiff, and unrealistic. Instead, choose one standard cue per movement. Wall balls, one cue. Lunges, one cue. Burpee broad jumps, one cue. Sleds, one setup cue. Ergs, one rhythm cue. Then practice holding that cue when fatigue rises. The goal is not to train like a robot. The goal is to make the most important detail survive fatigue. Clean representatives are trained when the body wants to hide them. That is the point. Before race day, build a clean representatives card. Keep it short. One cue for each movement that is most likely to break down. For example, wall balls, depth then target. Lunges, finish tall before next step. Burpee broad jumps, own the reset. Sled push, set feet before force. Sled pull, breathe before each pull sequence. Ski or row, rhythm before split. No rep, calmer next rep. Your card should also include your likely limiter. If your limiter is wall balls, your clean representative's card should protect set size and first rep clarity. If your limiter is compromised running, your card should protect the first minute after stations so standards do not collapse when breathing is high. If your limiter is transitions, your card should protect arrival setup, not just the movement itself. If your limiter is pacing discipline, your card should protect you from rushing when someone passes. A generic standards plan is easy to ignore. A limiter-specific clean representatives plan has a job. That is where limiter IQ fits. The assessment helps you identify the limiter most likely to make your representatives unclear under pressure. Once you know that, you can write the cue that protects it. The race does not pay you for effort that does not count. That is the point of this guide. Clean representatives are not about being cautious. They are about making your work count when fatigue tries to blur the standard. See the standard. Set the body. Show the rep. If a rep fails, make the next one calmer. If a set starts drifting, adjust before the standard collapses. If you are unsure where your representatives are most likely to break down, find the limiter behind the problem. Quick note before we finish. This is a free unofficial limiter IQ guide for athletes preparing for HYROX style racing and functional fitness racing. It is not produced by, sponsored by, or connected with HYROX or HYROX World GmbH. Always check the current event rulebook for your division and location. Take the free limiter IQ assessment and identify the limiter most likely to make your representatives unclear under fatigue. Do not just train harder work. Train work that counts. That is the Limiter IQ Clean Representatives Playbook.